Nolte, Mitt Romney attacks Trump supporters as out of touch with reality. By John Nolte on January 18, 2024. Soon-to-be former Senator Mitt Romney, R. Cuck, attacked supporters of former President Donald Trump as out of touch with reality. Manu Raju, one of the many serial liars who works for CNN, was lazily trolling around looking for an easy headline. So he asked Romney about Iowa caucus entrance polls showing that a majority of GOP caucusgoers didn't believe that Joe Biden was elected legitimately. Romney, never one to ignore an opportunity to pretend he's a virtue supremacist, said, "I think a lot of people in this country are out of touch with reality and will accept anything Donald Trump tells them. You had a jury that said that Donald Trump raped a woman. And that doesn't seem to be moving the needle. There's a lot of things about today's electorate that I have a hard time understanding. Never before, not in my lifetime or in all of the history I have read, has there ever been anything like these never-Trumpers who attack, insult, demean, belittle, and lord it over, the voters. Our defiance drives these entitled babies crazy, and it's a pleasure to watch. You know why Romney is doing this. He's a crybaby. America rejected him in 2012. Republicans have rejected his white she republicanism ever since. What really creases him is that Donald Trump became president and he didn't. It's all jealousy and envy and bitterness from a man who spent all of 2016 preening his moral superiority over Trump and then begged to be his Secretary of State. As far as the specifics of Raju's lazy trolling, it is perfectly reasonable for people to question the results of the 2020 presidential election. The blatantly unconstitutional voting rules changes in the swing states alone are enough to raise doubts. As far as this stupid rape allegation, brother, please. Breitbart News previously laid the absurdity of this out. E. Jean Carroll could not remember the year of the alleged assault, and there were no witnesses to back her claims. But because the jury decided Trump was liable for sexual battery and defaming Carroll, Kaplan deemed Trump's remarks to be defamatory. The jury awarded her $5 million in damages. The second lawsuit, however, stems from comments Trump made in 2019. Romney thinks you and I are the problem because we won't believe a politically motivated and funded attack based on an accusation that makes no sense and won a jury verdict in one of America's bluest areas. Let me tell you what I think about Trump. This is the most vetted man in the history of the world. And so far, they have found nothing disqualifying. Who could survive such scrutiny? Could you? Could I? Sure, he cheated on his wife. But the same people telling me that's disqualifying in 2024 told me it was none of my business in 1998. Above all, after all the lies, hoaxes, and conspiracies hatched by the corporate media, never Trump, the deep state, and Democrats, only an idiot would believe any of this stuff. It's like believing in climate change after all of this. Good heavens, they've cried wolf, they've kicked and screamed wolf, they've pretended to be wolves, cloned wolves, poked wolves with cattle prods. If these assholes tell me my legs are attached to my feet, I double-check while holding tight to my deplorable gun and Bible. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. I find myself reading less and less these days as all pop culture, books, movies, music, have degenerated into simplistic content that tries to beat you over the head with a message. That being said, I found Borrowed Time to be refreshing and delightful with complex characters and a messy, authentic world. Also, I have to commend you on your idea of what heaven looks like. Too many writers have a trite vision of heaven, but I found both versions of heaven that you came up with. Doreen's version of heaven as a campground with the Arthurs and Mason's version with Doreen and Hokey, to be true to those characters and sublime. Reader email. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.